So it says here, the rest of it comes from the narrators. Silence, you know, and you understand that in translations, this is a published translation by Lionel Salter, which I hope is duly credited on your copies there. But of course, and every translation will be different. So this text that they're going to sing is from a different translation, actually, but it's the same content. So anyway, the narrator says, "Be silent, do not chatter, but listen to now to what happens now. Here comes Mr. Humdrum, that's Schlendrian, that's the name itself sort of is one of those names that's deliberately intended to carry certain kinds of connotations, you know. So Mr. Humdrum is the way they sort of describe him here, with his daughter Lieschen. Often you see it as Lieschen, basically Lizzie in English, colloquial English. He indeed growls like a bear. Hear for yourselves what she has done to him. And so he sings his aria. Hasn't a man 100,000 vexations with his children? What I always say every day to my daughter Lieschen goes past fruitlessly, you know. For you parents in here, I don't think this is any news. And then he goes on with the recitative. You perverse child, you flighty girl. Ah, if I could attain my aim, get rid of that coffee. And then Lieschen says, Father dear, don't be so cross. If I may not three times a day drink my cup of coffee, I'd really become to my torment like a dried up roast of goat. And then at that point, she sings this this aria about the wonders or the pleasures of coffee. And I wonder if, Catherine, you would just read your text, which is slightly different from what you have in your copy, so that we'll know what you're doing.
Sure. I have, Hail, thou most precious of blisses, finer than 10,000 kisses, sweeter than muscatel wine. Hail to thee, coffee, thou best of blisses. Coffee, I must have my coffee, only coffee will appease me. So I hail thee, coffee mine.
Okay, so, all right, and so we'll now hear this aria, and again, my thanks to our little ensemble here.